Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvas Daf Mem. Ksuvas Daf Mem. We left off right at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, last line of the page. We had discussed in the Mishnah three chalukim between Einus and Mefata. Three chalukim. One was that Einus pays Tsar. One's Manas, a girl, he pays Tsar. Mefata, he does not pay Tsar. Another chaluk was that the Einus has to pay the Knas right away, whereas the Mefata only pays the Knas should he send her out, which we explained, should he choose not to marry her, slash, or if he marries her and divorces her, then he pays the knas, whereas the einus pays the knas right away. And the last chilik was, that's what we're going to focus on right now, the last chilik was that einus is sheisa batzitzai. The einus, even if he was ma'anas a girl that was a chigerish, she was lame, she was blind, she has some other ailment, some other physical issue, he has to still marry her, he's mechuyav to marry her, whereas in mefata, he has a choice. He can either marry her, or if he does marry her, he pays knas, but he's not mechuyav to marry her. On that, the mission just finished off and said, but if we're talking about an isha that is usher to him, is not fit to him, if she's not roi, then even by einus, if she's in a rosh l'kayma, there's no mitzvah, there's no chiv to marry her, because the pasuk says, v'lay seal isha, and we say it means dafka isha haruyila. Okay, so let's pick it up from the bottom of Lamed Tes Beis. The Gemara is focusing on that last part of the Mishnah. First of all, on the sheisa batzitzai, says the Gemara, Amei Rav Parkizzi L'Ravashi, Michti, Migmer Gam Madadi. You're telling me that legabe einus, when one's ma'anus, he's got to marry her whether she's fit or not, whether she's physically fit or not, whereas by mefata he has a choice. So ask the Gemara, L'chayra, Rav Merpazakya, ask Rav Ashi, didn't we have a drasha gzir shava a couple of bad ago, with gzir shava on Lamechas Ben Aleph? Asher le'erasa, and from the gzir shava, we actually learned that, we compared, we know we have to pay, the knas is 50 shkalim. We know that the Torah never says the words 50 shkalim by either einus or mefata. It says 50 kesef and it says shkalim. So we compare gzeir shava from einus mefata, the word shkalim from here, and the word 50, the number 50 coins from there, and we say each one pays 50 shkalim from that gzeir shava. So we learned back on Lamed Chesman Aleph. So here too, why don't we say we have a gzeir shava and explain that just like over here, yishesh batzitzai by ma'anis, so to by mefata go back and forth with the same, let them have the same halacha. Says the Gemara, top of my mouth, lahamil sunami ligmir adadi. Why don't we learn out legabi this matter as well? They should learn one from the other, and let's say that in both cases he has to marry her even if she's not, let's say, physically fit. And mefata also has to marry the girl. Amar Kra, the pasuk by mefata says mar yimrena loy lisha. The pasuk says mar yimrena loy lisha. So the lashon loy to him for a wife, we darshan loy medaita to him means with his das, with his consent. So we have a specific drasha telling me that yes, you're right. Even though by ma'anis he's forced to marry her, whether he likes it or not, whether she's physically attractive or fit, he's forced to marry her. By mefata, we have a lashon of loy that dafka medaite marries her, and he doesn't have to marry not medaite. Jump in the top Taisvah. Taisvah asks, what do you mean? You don't have the word loy by ma'anis? Ask Taisvah. From Taimer v'loy silisha, famous lashon of pasuk v'loy silisha. It says lashon of loy by ma'anis as well. Why don't we say there too? Dafka medaite, make the same exact drasha. Taisvah gives two answers. Taisvah's first answer is, let's do the math. The pasuk continues and says, "La yuchel l'shalcha kayamav." You're not allowed to divorce her the rest of your days. But the ma'anis, it says, it should be to him for a wife, and he's not allowed to send her out all of his days. How could it be that we're going to say the words v'leisi lisha, the drasha, the word lamed vav tells me that it's medaita in shlam medait lei. He has a choice whether to marry her, and if he marries her, he can't have a divorce her forever. The logic doesn't make sense. If you're telling me that he has an obligation to marry her so vite that he's not allowed to divorce her forever, then it's clear he has an obligation to marry her. If you're telling me that he has a chiyuv to never send her out, wouldn't it be pashut that he doesn't have a choice whether he can marry her or not? Obviously, he has to marry her, and nichlal in that chiyuv is he can never send her out. But to say, lichatki, there's a choice whether he wants to marry the girl he's not, then he has a choice. If he marries her, then he can never send her out. The logic wouldn't hold true. It wouldn't make sense to say that. And therefore, it's pashut that the v'lay silisha, the lamed vav, is not telling me over there, medaita. That's the first there. Second there, it says, now you got to look at the context of the pasuk by the pasuk of v'lay by the ma'anis. The lashon, the pasuk where they're saying on the context is talking about the naira. We're saying about the naira that she should be to him for a wife because she was violated. She should be to him for a wife, and he can't send her out forever. But the subject over there was her, and since it's going on her, it's not giving us a drush to say that he has a choice. We're talking about she should be to him for a wife. She's the focus of the pasuk, and therefore it's not darshning that he has a choice. It's got to be a medaita. Whereas by the Pasuk of Mefata is talking from the vantage point of the man of the Mefata, and therefore we could darshan in that pasuk that he has a choice. Let's say this is second teres. There's interesting in the Masifta Gemaras, it brings from the Sefer Mayelas Ahavim. He wants to say a third answer. He wants to say that by the pasuk of Ma'anis, the Lashon HaKra is Tachas Asha'ina. It's clear in the pasuk. So if it's saying Tachas Asha'ina, sounds like we're saying a punishment. Doesn't sound like we're giving the husband a choice. We're talking about a punishment over there that he's got. She should beat him for a wife. Tachas Asha'ina sounds like a punishment. Doesn't sound like there's a choice. Whereas by Mefata, there's no indication where it's the lashon of punishment. And therefore, over there, we could darshan that you have a choice. So you don't have that. You don't have that element that we have by Ma'anis. But the bottom line is, whichever way you go with the various Ritzim, our Gemara is saying fairly simple that yes, we have a Gzeir Shava comparing Ma'anis to Mefata. Indeed, we do. And we can learn out certain dinim. We actually compare notes and we learn out 50 shkolim here, 50 shkolim there from the Gzeir Shava. However, if we have a drasha indicating otherwise, like in this case, Legabe, Shesa Batzitzi, Legabe forcing the guy to marry the girl, even if she's not becoming for him. So by Mefata, we have a drasha saying, Mar Yimran Elai, that has to be Medaitai. Whereas by Ma'anis, there is no drasha. And therefore, we say that Ataka, he has to marry her, regardless whether it's someone that he would want to marry or not, even if she has some sort of physical impediment, he's still be obligated to marry her. Okay. Says the Gemara further. So we said in the Mishnah that if she's chigeres zuma, he's got to marry her by an ayin, it's not by mevata. But if she's not fit because there's some sort of iser, there's some sort of halachic issue, and then it's ayin ariya, and then even by ma'anis, he doesn't have to marry her. Ask the Gemara. Amrav Kana, Amrassus my creator, Avizim ben Hadai. I said the memra in front of his viv for Hadai. Nasi, save in this place, I say. Why don't we say that say should be deicha the leisa say? Meaning, I said over the Mishnah, and I'm bothered by the question. What happened to the famous idea of asay deicha leisa say? Nice little chazar. I mean, we had this. This concept comes up all of Shas. We had it probably more recently than this. This is Shas Katan of Yekzuvus. We had the Gemara, of course, in Yevamis. In the last Pesach, we had the big idea that by all the Chiva say, what we say don't do Yibam, why don't we say that the say of Mitzvah Yibam is Deicha the Leisa say of, whether it's Kain to Grusha, Kain Gadol to Amana, why don't we say it's the say should be Deicha the Leisa say? So if you recall over there, what did we answer? The main answer over there, I think it's Tafchaf over there. What was the main answer? It comes up again multiple times in Pesach, but Gezeira be Rishayna to be Ashniya. You're right. For be rishayin to taka da say of yibam should be deicha say, but what goes is that once you mekayim the mitzvah of yibam was the first bia. Once you mekayim the mitzvah of yibam, you no longer have that say. And once you get married, you're scared you're going to stay married and be over the list say shaloi b'makam asay. So what goes there? Birishayna is also aser, even though it shouldn't be. What goes there up to be a shniyah? That's to be answered over there. It says what about over here? Yes, the Gemara in our case by the mitzvah of taking him for a wife. The Ma'an is taking the girl for taking this girl he violated as a wife. We're talking about a case where there's some sort of iser. Why don't we say the say of taking for a wife should be deicha the leisa say? Says the Gemara Amar Li, Shrav Kana said that the response of his vid was as follows. Hey Chamrina Nase Sevi Deicha the leisa say, Kay Mila Bitsaras. What's the case of a say deicha leisa say, classic case? We bring is a case of Mila B'Tzaras. Actually, there's other cases that may be more classic, but a case of Mila B'Tzaras, but let's say there's a Baharis. Rashi explains that when you have a Baharis, you have a Nega by the Makkah Mila. We know there's an Isser to cut off Baharis, but there's an obligation to do a Mila. So the mitzvah of Mila, the Asay of Mila, will override the Isser of cutting off the Baharis. Says the Gemara. Okay, Mila B'Tzaras, that's Asay Dech Laisay. Delay Efsher, the Kiyum Mila Asay. It's impossible to not do that. What the Lelukim is saying. There's a mitzvah of Mila. You can't avoid Mila. You can't just skip the Mila. And since there's a Chiv to the Mila, you have no choice but to cut off the Baharis and to be over the Leisasei. Aval Hacha. There's no absolute obligation for them to get married. Meaning, we just pointed this out in yesterday's year. What if she doesn't want to get married? She doesn't want to marry, which we think would be fairly obvious. She's not interested in marrying this guy who's Ma'anasir. She's not interested in being with this guy forever. He already traumatized her. She's not interested in being with him forever. So what if she doesn't want to get married, or the father doesn't want to marry him? There is no mitzvah of Lacey Lisha. Out over there, there is no chiyuv. So since there's a way out, there's no absolute obligation on the asay, avalachi, armalei be'ina, if she says, I don't want, me, isla, say, cloud, is the asay even in existence? Does he have a mitzvah to marry her if she doesn't want? Avadanat. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't elaborate, but Rashi, fears eyes, look at the last Rashi, third line of Rashi on the page, right before the Mishnah, says Rashi, me, isla, say, Klal, is there a say, hashtanami, milamden isa lemer any rights? We teach you to say any rights. If you remember, we did have that idea, this idea of milamden isa, by certain cases of mian, where in order to not mess up a older sister's ability to yibam, we had an yibam, we had an yibamus as well, that we milamden the younger sister who's married to let's say this, the brother-in-law is married to the Avam, Mulamed her to do Mian, which would enable, she opts out, which enables her older sister, who is married to her brother, who had died, to do Yibam now to her, to the husband. So we have, they did Mulamden, so the over here says as well, Mulamden, we teach you to say, and therefore there's no asay. Once there's no asay, there's no need to come out to say to say. So Mara says, don't ask me a question. Why don't you say if you say to say? You can't compare. When do you say to say? An asay that is not moving anywhere. That say is there. So we say it's to say, but an asay that could be moved, so to speak, that you could get rid of that say. How so? Over here in this case, maybe malameter to say any rights, such as saying you're not going to say, I said, let's say, there is a chakir, this discussion. So what does that mean? Is the psha, the Rashi saying, we teach her to say any rights, which seems to be a simple touch. And the Ritva actually elaborates, we're actually kaifanaisa. We force, we don't just teach her, we force her. Let's say she doesn't want to listen, we force her achiemer, just like if kaifanaisa achiemer rights any, same idea. We force someone to give a get, and you force him until he says rights any, we force him to be a carbon, we have the idea. So too, over here, we force her to get to that point, Ritva elaborates for the Rashi, till she gets to the point where she says, I don't want to. But that would seem to indicate that it's not enough that it's an assay that can be disregarded. Meaning you could debate in Lumdus. Do we say an assay that can be disregarded, for lack of a better word? It could be pushed aside. Such an assay is not there. Let's say, even in a case where you haven't pushed it aside, or do you say, no, that only when you kind of push aside the assay, only then do we say, I say it's not the Eichel say, but as long as I say it's still here, then it would be the Eichel. That would be that when we say Malam, then I said, do we actually have to Malam at her to say any Reitze, and therefore the Leitze say is wins, and there's not gonna, no longer do we say I say the Eichel say there, or the fact that she could be taught to say this, or she could choose to say this, that alone is not enough to say that in such a case, I say it's not the Eichel say, the Mashmayas, some Mashmayas of Rashi Lashon of Malamdin and the Ritva saying Kaifin would seem to be you need to actually get rid of the assay in order for us to dismiss the concept of assay dechlese until assay is gotten rid of. You would still say that assay dechlese, even this kind of weaker assay. It also comes up, everybody takes a shana to discuss it, and the Ksais elaborates on this further. What about, let's say, the assay of kibbut av'aim? We know a father, a mother, able to be meichel on their kavod. When the meich on the covet, the chayra, you no longer have that, whatever that chiv asay is no longer there, because the meich on the covet. Would we say there as well? We wouldn't say that asay is dech lesay, because it's an asay that you can be meichel, or dafka, in this case where they actually are meichel, that'll be telling in the same shayla, is it dafka when you are meichel, or you get rid of that asay, or the fact that you could get rid of that asay, that's enough to dismiss the power of say the lesay. Again, the Taisa showed him in his second teretz, he's coming to answer a question, but he discusses it, as does the Ktseis. He discussed this, both discuss this idea. Rabbi Kiva of the Pnei Yeshua is bothered. Actually, 2 points. Let me go back. Pnei Yeshua has a kasha. Pnei Yeshua is bothered. Why in Yevamis, we came up on an answer of be Rishena to be Yishniya? Why do we say the same thing? Malam Denaisa, to not want to do Yibam. We teach her to not want to do Yibam. You don't do Yibam against the will of the people there. So why don't we say, don't say I say Zechleis say about the Grusha to Kayin, say that, teach her that she doesn't want to leave him. Teach her to not want to leave such a case, and therefore you want to leave him. And especially if you go to Lumdas now, once you can teach them to do that, then that itself's enough, even if you don't actually teach it. So that's what I'm going to say, because it's not such a strong, foolproof essay. As I, in fact, the Pnei Yeshua doesn't elaborate the last point we just threw in, but the general question, Pnei Yeshua, other reversion ask similar questions. So Pnei Yeshua says in Shemak Teretz, says it's a very big chilik. Laisi Leisha is not such a stark assay. It's kind of an assay on the fellow because of the damage he's caused, that he has a mitzvah to marry her. But there's certainly, it's not this grand mitzvah of when one's ma'ana someone of staying married. Whereas Yibam, there's a starker mitzvah of Yibam. Yibam, you don't say chalitza is really, we spoke on the Masechta many times. Chalitza is really a very much a b'di'evet, a second option. If you don't do Yibam, now there's a mitzvah chalitza. But if you, the ikka mitzvah, of course, is to Yibam. So just because there's a backup option, so you choose not to Yibam, we don't call that really such an option of Malam Dinaisa. Whereas over here, the whole assay is there just kind of to protect her. If she doesn't want that protection, then that assay is not going to be in existence. It's a big chilek, that's the Pnei Yeshua says. The Taisi Shanim brings a svara that by Yibam, the mitzvah is on both him and her. There's a mitzvah on the brother-in-law, and there's a mitzvah on the wife, on the widow. There's a mitzvah on both of them. Whereas over here, she has no mitzvah. She has an assay to stay married to the guy's ma'anazer. She doesn't have an assay. For her, it's an option. He has an assay. So it's a chara, pasha teretz, and there's a whole sugya that you can say, assay dech leis assay. Let's say we're talking about a case where he's a kayin and she's a grusha. You say asay of leyuchlashacha of sorry the asay of leisilisha should tell me let asay dechad leisay. How could his asay of leisilisha be decha her leisay of a grusha to a kayin? That's a very parsh techilik. You can't compare our case to the sugyas of the Yevam. It could be almost a question on Gemara. Not such a good answer. It could be almost a question on Gemara that if she doesn't have the asay, you're not going to say. You're not going to apply the asay dech leisay if it's only his asay. They're both doing the act. So if they both have the leisay and only, if they both have the leisay and only he has the asay, you wouldn't apply the concept of asay dech leisay. This is a question discussion. We did discuss this in Yevamos or elsewhere as well, that when one of the parties don't have the asay, do you still apply the power of asay dech leisay because of the other party? So the Teshuvah here is saying that Svara, that we would not apply it or certainly apply it less in our case because of that. Okay. It's like the Mishnah. Yisayim Mishnah is Garsha, Shen is Arsav is Garsha, a Yisayimah that had Erisin and then became a Gusha. So the case over here is that she was violated, then she was this Arsav is Garsha. Rablaza Eimer, or I should say opposite, she was this Arsav is Garsha and then she was violated. Rablaza Eimer, Ha'in is Chayef, from Fatapater. Rablaza says if one's Ma'anis her, she's the person who's Ma'anis is Chayef to pay Kras, whereas if one's Mefata the Pater. Now, before you go any further, a Yesema, by definition, her father's gone, she's the one that's entitled to the Knas. She's the one that's not the Knas, because there's no father in the picture. We spoke earlier, when she becomes a Begeris, the Knas no longer gets paid to the father, it gets paid to her. But it's certainly, when she's a Yesema, she's a Gedela, she's 12 years old, she's a Yesema, father's not around, the Knas is going to be going to her. So the Mishnah says very simply that if she's nenas, she's entitled to knas. If she's mefata and the knas goes to her, bishlam of her father's life, the knas would go to her father. But if it's going to her and she was mefuta, she was agreeable to it, l'chayr, there will not be any knas. The Mishnah is even going to ask, it's pasha, why would I think there'd be a knas for pitoy by a yisayma? But the real question is the first words of the Mishnah. Yisayma shenis arsav nisgarsha. We had in the last Mishnah, homachleikus reisaglili versus Rabbi Kiva. Once a girl was once had Erisin, and then she didn't have Nisuan, so she's still Basula, she never had Bia, and then she's added Erisin, she got divorced. Is she still entitled to Knas or not? Right, basically, he says, no, Asher Le Ayrasa, simple tie to the words, that's the words we use for the Yeshava earlier today, we mentioned that Yeshava. Asher Le Ayrasa says, only a girl who never had Erisin is subject to the dinim of Knas. Once she had Erisin, she's out of the Parsha. Rabbi Kiva argues, says, no, there's still Knas. There's a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah versus Rabbi Kiva in the Braisa, Machlekes Tutanayim, whether the Knas goes la'atzma or it goes to the father. In a case where she once had Erisin and now she got divorced and then she's nenas, does it go to her or does it go to the father? But Rabbi Kiva holds either way that there still is Knas. So our Mishnah seems to be mixing together two cases, Yisayma and a case of Nisayas Vesgarsha, which seemingly would go like Rabbi Kiva. Let's see more in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Bechanan. Rabbi Lazar says that there is knas for this girl that once was married, Arusa, and now is divorced. That she this knas, but she's nenas. He's going b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amra. He's clearly going because Rabbi Kiva. Famously, we know that Rabbi Kiva, after losing 24,000 talmidim nebuch, right in the Mesvira, he lost 24,000 talmidim. He reestablished Torah with 5 talmidim, and one of the 5 talmidim was Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. That's Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amra. He's going b'shitas of Rabbi Kiva his Rabbi. Damar says yesh l'knas knas latzma, that the Rabbi Kiva held that she does get knas. And the knas goes to herself. That we said was a point of contention in Rabbi Kiva. A machlekes Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva in the Braisa. But okay, but that's what this Mishnah, which just takes for granted that even though she's a Yisayma, she's still collecting knas. It's not going to father, obviously. It's going to her. Must be going to Rabbi Kiva. And with its sad that she gets knas, and the knas goes to herself and not her father, so it fits very well. Says the Gemara Mamai. How do you know Rabbi Lezer goes to Rabbi Kiva? Midutani, because it says Yisayma, Rabbi Lezer Eimer, and it's chayev mefata pater. The Mishnah says the Yisayma, Rabbi Lezer says that the Ma'anis is chayev and the mefata is pater. Yisayma pshita, isn't it pasha by Yisayma that it's not going to be a pitoy? And the chayev, there's no reason why she shouldn't get a knas by Einis. So what's the chiddush by the case of Yisayma? Ella, the Mishnah must be saying this. It's two separate cases. Ella hakamashmalan. Here's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Nairish is arsav niskarsha ki Yisayma. The Mishnah is coming to compare. The same thing was taka pretty clear, pretty pasha. The Mishnah is coming to compare a naira that once had Erisin and then got divorced and then was violated. We're comparing her to a Yisayma. And we say as follows. Nairish is asvazgasha ki Yisayma ma Yisayma latzma. Just like Yisayma, when this payment goes to her, af Nairish is asvazgasha latzma. So to the naira, it goes to her. This, by the way, is like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Like Rabbi Akiva had in the prior Mishnah, that there is knas by a nairish, shenis arsa, venis garisha, but it goes to her, not to the father. Rabbi Akiva, the Baraita says, it still goes to the father even. But in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said, it goes to her. So this Mishnah fits with that same din. Rabbi Lazar, Talmud Rabbi Akiva, is going with that same din, and we're comparing to Yisema, just like Yisema, there's knas that goes to her, so too in his arsa, venis garisha, there's knas, and it goes to her, but only by me'anis. Not by mefuta. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Shila, Amar Rav Huna Saba, Amar Vad Rava, Amar Rav. Halacha ki Rabbi Lazar. Halacha ki Rabbi Lazar. The halacha ki Rabbi Lazar. That when she's nisarsa and nisgarsha, she's still entitled to knas. Where knas by ma'anas, not by mefuta. Says the Gemara. Kari Rav led Rabbi Lazar to vina dechakimi. Rav said about Rabbi Lazar, he's the fortunate ones of the chamim. They explain, they actually connect this. Why is the fortunate ones of the chamim? Because he was one of the five talmidim. Rashi brings it down. He was one of the five talmidim. Rashi says the list that Rabbi Akiva learned from. And when Rabbi Akiva taught, I should say, when he reestablished Torah, you have Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So he's lucky to be from those five Talmidim. It's interesting, they discuss why are we saying halachas like Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua if he clearly got this din from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Say halachas like Rabbi Akiva. Why are you saying halachas like Rabbi Elazar? Why do you say halachas like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva from the last Mishnah. Halachas like Rabbi Akiva, who says that a Naira, that was an Arsa, she had Erisin, and that was a Skarsha, since, as long as she's not a Rusa right now, the halacha is, she's entitled to Knas, and you don't say Asher Le Rusa means that she's out of the Parsha Knas, it just means the Knas goes to her instead of to her father. Why don't we say halachas like Rabbi Akiva? So the simple answer is, because again, like we just pointed out, there's Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, very good, Leon, there's Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa. We have Machlekes in Rabbi Akiva, and therefore we don't want to say halachas like Rabbi Akiva, because it's not clear which one. Rabbi Elazar Shemua picks like Rabbi Elazar, but like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, and therefore we say it's more clear, more simple to say halachas like Rabbi Elazar. It's a pashut malach. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ezu baishis. What is baishis? Hakol lufiyam avayish vamis bayis. Same idea. We've had this bavakama by nachivel. Hakol lufiyam avayish vamis bayis. It depends on the one who's meeting out the embarrassment and the one who's receiving the embarrassment. And it's pretty clear when it comes to receiving embarrassment. Rashi says lufi chashivusay. I'm skipping the second Rashi in the Mishnah. Lufi chashivusay baishtei. Based on his levels, chashivus is the busha. The greater he is, the bigger busha he has. The lower in Madrigan status he is, the less of a busha that he typically would have. But look at Rashi in the first part of the Mishnah when it says hakol lufi. The one that's mevayish, that's meeting out, giving the busha. Hakolafi mevayish. In this case, by the way, of course, it's the girl who's receiving the busha by being violated, and it's whoever meted out, whoever was ma'anis or mefater, is giving the busha. Says the Rashi, what does it mean, hakolafi mevayish? The one who's giving out the busha, the man is doing the act over here. Rashi picks a very interesting lesson. You would think that there could be as far to say, as before you see Rashi inside, a great person who gives busha, it's very embarrassing because he's a chashuv person, he's well respected, so maybe it's very embarrassing. Or, because the other way, a great person, you know, just being in his presence, being associated with him is certain chashivas, so the fact that he embarrasses you, not so bad, but a low life, a low person that embarrasses, is much more embarrassing. You can hear the extremes by great and by low life, but in the middle, that seemingly wouldn't play a role. And look at Rashi. Rashi says, Adam beinani mevayish b'ishtei kasha, madam zeilal or madam chashev. A person in the middle is mevayish. The busha from that person in the middle is worse than the busha from a low person or high person. I don't understand. I don't have an answer. I don't understand what the idea behind this Rashi is. Rashi clearly saying something. He's coming to make a point that for some reason the beinani meeting out the busha, that's the worst. Chiddush. I'm not sure why. I would have thought that. Go either way, but the more chashuv person or the least chashuv person, that's a shtar kabusha. But the one in the middle is not the shtar kabusha. I'm not sure if someone has a pshat, they can enlighten me. But the point is, the idea still is very clear that it's the fee, the one meeting out the busha, and the fee, the one receiving it, still shy on the freshim. How he shuts up, okay? But that is the bottom line is based on those variables is the status of busha. Yes.
It's like a
Rebbe Tamil Kochim
or Yeshashim gives you a little smack across the face.
It's a character, it's a problem. Yes, no, that I'm asking him to. So that would be a reason to say Adam Chashav, let's say, is not such a busha. Adam Chashav meeting at the busha is not a busha. Agreed. So according to your logic, very good. So what will be the biggest busha? Adam Zaylal, the person that's low down, will be the biggest busha. Rashi goes right in the middle.
He's garnished. He's garbage.
Uh-huh. You're saying this one is the fact that you're interacting is chashev. This one, the fact that it's nothing, it's a meshugana, whatever, no one's even gairus. And the one in the middle is interesting. Okay, it's a little bit of flavor. Very good. Okay, says the Mishnah. So it goes between Vayesh and Vayesh. Pegam, Hadi Shatz Pegam. Pegam is essentially the, really what we'd call like the nezek, the damage, the value depreciation. Hadi Shatz it up. Viewer as if she was a shivcha being sold in the marketplace. How much was she worth before being violated? How much is she worth now? Which the Gemara is going to obviously ask, what's the difference in her value? You're selling her as a shivcha. Who cares if a shivcha is a basula or not? You're buying a shivcha to be a maidservant. What do you care if she's a shivcha? That's her. I'm sure it's bothering some of you. It's an obvious question. The Gemara is going to discuss it. Okay. You could just say, bottom line, that's her value. Okay. How much is worth now? Knas. How much is the knas payment? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, simple. Shavach Adam. It's a fixed payment. The Torah says, we darshaned. We compare together the Einus Mefat. We learn from the combination of both those cases that it's a 50 shekel fixed fee. V'chol sheish lekitzva menatera. Anytime there's a fixed fee menatera, shavach adam. We don't make a differentiation in the class from person to person because anytime there's a fixed amount of anything in the Torah, we leave it as the same for each and every person. Says the Gemara. The Torah says you do 50 shekelim. Maybe the 50 shekelim, the Torah says, covers everything. Meaning we're assuming that there's, on top of the knas, there's still a beishas and pegam. Maybe not. Maybe the knas covers everything. And it's inclusive of the knas is the beishas pegam. So the Gemara can give three or four answers to this question. Amar Bezeira, attempt number one to answer the question. Amar Bezeira, Yemru Baal Bas Malachim Chamishim, Baal Bas Adetz Chamishim, are you going to say that one who violates a princess, a Bas Malachim, the payment is 50, and one who violates a regular Bas Hedit is 50? It doesn't make sense. Meaning, the third idea over there is it's pushed over there, that the Busha is much greater when one violates the humiliation of violating a princess is much more chummer than the humiliation of violating a regular commoner. And therefore, and once we establish, this is how I'm saying Rashi, with the addendum of the Shita Mikbet says, and once we establish that it's understandable that there's a bigger Busha for the princess than there is for the commoner, so it cannot be the 50 shekelim, which is a fixed fee, covers everyone, because the overall payments are going to make more sense to be more for the princess than the commoner, and therefore, Baisha should be separate, Begam should be separate, everything should be separate from the 50 shekelim. That is the lumdus of Rabbi Zera. Oh, my Abaye says, one second. You tell me every time Zera gives a fixed fee, it makes sense? When I say it makes sense, meaning, Abaye, Chas V'Shalom, Zera says, that's what we do. But the point is, are you telling me that logically, if you're trying to assess it yourself, you'd come with the same conclusion? Avadi, you wouldn't. Why? Famously, the Lachas one kills an Eved. He's got to pay 30 slayim. Says the Marmal Abaye, Yachka Be'Evanami, when a Sharam Mu'ud goes and kills an Eved, will you pay 30 shkolim for killing the Eved? You tell me the same thing. Yemer Eved Nekim Agoli Shleshim, an Eved that is busy cutting gems. He has a very extremely talented job, a very valuable job of cutting gems. The payment for him is 30 shkolim. And Eved Ayis, the top of a maze, an Eved that does Maisa Machat. He's busy with Maisa Machat, needlepoint. He's busy with tailoring and sewing. It's a profession, it's important, but it's not as valuable. The value to the owner is much less than an Eved that cuts gems, that cuts diamonds. And you tell me also should be shleishim? Yet the Torah does say so. So don't tell me just because there's a fixed amount, it cannot be that it includes both a bas malachim and a bas ajaitis. So Reb Zera's question, and therefore you're saying that the beishas must be separate. Maybe not. Maybe 50 shkalim eviter includes hakom mikokol, includes everything. It includes beishas pegam. Everything is included in 50 shkalim. How do you know it's separate? Answer number two. Now, the second answer really is going to almost have an identical question. That seemingly the biggest difference is, in the first answer we were talking about almost like an outside maila, and now we're talking about a direct, we'll see inside, specific maila. Elam Reb Zera. Ilu ba'ala aleshnayim. If two men had relations, they were honest with this girl. Echad kedarka vechad shalai kedarka. One did kedarka, and one did shalai kedarka. Presumably the one that was shalai kedarka was first. So the one that did shalai kedarka was first, and therefore the one that was kedarka was still being ma'anas of basula, because her basula was still there. So, are you going to tell me that they both, yayimru ba'al shalai mechamishim, ba'al bakum mechamishim, would it make sense that the first one is ma'anaser, has to pay 50, that we understand, and the second one is ma'anas, the girl that already was pagam. At the end of the day, even if her basula physica is still there, because she was nivela shalai kedarka, but lamaisa, she's already damaged good, so to speak, she's already pagam. You can tell me it makes sense that they both should have the same payment? Over here, we're focusing more, the first question, Reb Zera was focused more on the busha. Now he swung it over, he's focusing more on the pagam, on the depreciation of value, which is more a physical blemish. Meaning, in the first case, busha is kind of outside. Bas Malachim has more busha than a commoner. Here we're saying physically she's damaged goods already. This one that already had a bishta kedarka is not the same level as a one who never had a bia b'chal. Are you going to tell me it's the same payment over there, Avada, Chamishi wouldn't make sense for both, and therefore it must be that the Bishas of Pagam is a separate payment for the 50 Shkolim. And again, the Mar doesn't give a very simple answer. You're telling me an Eved, again, we're not talking about a talent that he has this time, we're talking about him himself, his body himself. It's more focused on the goof itself. Eved, who's a very healthy, strong Eved, gets killed. You pay 30 shkolim. And Eved is a weak, who's sickly. He's a menuma kashchin. He has boils on his body. He's not a healthy guy. He also, the master is entitled to 30 shkolim. The same value for two avadim, but clearly one's more valuable. Elamar bayi. So this can't be the meaning. And yet we do say that by avadim, we say, shleishim across the board. So you kash by 50 shkolim. That can't be your proof. Ella, here we have two sources. And if this sounds familiar, then we're going to have a couple lines of Gemara here in this Amud. That Rabbi Chazara, here's number one. Elamar bayi. We had this about 70 plot ago. The pasuk says tachas hasha'ina. We say that the 50 shkalim are tachas hasha'ina. Hani tachas hasha'ina. 50 shkalim are in the place of are because he afflicted her. But separately, there's a payment to beis shvigam. We darshan that the 50 shkalim are strictly tachas hasha'ina. It doesn't cover all the damage, so to speak, that he's done, and therefore there's a separate payment for beis shvigam. Rav has different drasha. Rav Amar Kav Nasan Shachivima Levi Anarach Chemish Pekasav. The ish hashachivima, the man who lied with her, has to give 50 shkalim. Now we know we're talking about the guy who lied with her. Who then? Who else are we paying the money? So the lashon of Nasan ish hashachivima tells me that this 50 shkalim is dafka for the anash shchiva. Separately, still owes money for the beis shvigam. Says the Gemara. Which tells me that there's still a separate payment. So Abai and Ravi each have a different drash in the pasuk, but both coming out that Beis Begam is separate from the 50 shekel payment. Now, the Ra'as, why are we saying that the money goes to the father? Maybe these payments go to her. Maybe the payments of Beis Begam go to the girl herself. Says the Gemara. Now, if you just jump to top taste for a second, Afakat says Afakat Bishus Lel, even though we already learned Alam Chesam Beis Bishus Begam Hukshu Leknas Venik Lemishe Knas Nitam. We already learned on Afakat Chesam Beis that we compare Bishus Begam to Knas, and Knas we know goes to the father. So says Taisvis, Hainu Bas the Kimlan Hachadavi Hakol Lavia. The Gemara of Lamaches really came after Agamar. It's a little bit out of order. The Gemara of Lamaches seems to say that we know we compare Beis Begam to Knas. Knas goes to the father. So to Beis Begam, the Gemara only knew that with certainty after our Gemara shows that it goes to the father. But until Gemara shows that really all the Shvach of a Naira go to the father, we didn't know so Pashat that the Knas and the Beis Begam over there on Daf Lamaches go to the father. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra. This drasha comes up elsewhere. So also, even though Agamar is going to put a monkey wrench in it, Amakar ben Rebbe Sevia. Pasuk says ben Rebbe Sevia. We darshan kol shvach nerei Levia. Any shvach, any profit, so to speak, any money that comes to her as a naira, still goes to the father. In fact, Gemara, one second. How do you know that when a girl works, her ma'is yadayim, her wages goes to her father? Pasuk says if a person sells his daughter to an amma or as an amma. We darshan ma'ama ma'isi yadeh rabba, just like an amma, her handiwork goes, of course, to her master. Af ma'isi yadeh, af bas ma'isi yadeh lavia. So to a daughter, her ma'isi goes to a father. So lamani, who needs that drasha? Typically, minu rabbi sevia. Rabbi sevia tells me any profits that she makes, any income she brings in, goes to the father. If you tell me rabbi sevia is a valid drasha, then why do I need a hekesh to compare the father, the daughter's wages that goes to the father, to the amavria? It must be that Minerva Rabbi Sevilla is limited. And how is it limited? The Mark explains, Ella, Haibafaras Narmudiksev. The pasuk of Minerva Sevilla was really focused by Faras Narm, and it's saying the father is the power of Faras Narm, yes. So the father is the power of Faras Narm. But the mammonistic power, maybe he doesn't have, you can't learn it. For that pasuk, says the Gemara, why don't you laugh for first nadarim? Just like the father has power over being made for her nadarim, unwinding her nadarim or absolving her from her nadarim, maybe that's a raya's power over her money. Says the Gemara, v'chidem that yelfinei. Maybe we'll say learn out monetary power from the power of iser. But mind of iser yelfinon, we don't learn out moment from iser. V'chidem maybe we'll say neilf beknasa. Learn from knas. Knas, we know the father gets. V'nasan la via naira, pretty black and white. So we know the father gets knas. So learn from knas that also he gets the baishas of begam. He gets other monies. Or against general monies that she brings in. Says the Gemara, "Mind of Knas Lefina." Because say Knas, we've spoken out multiple times in the past week and change. Knas is a chiddush, but Mind of Knas Lefina. You can't learn out mumnes from Knas. The fact that the father gets is not to the Knas is not a right. It's not to the mumnes. Ella Mestaver. The Gemara says Mestaver. Davi Havis Mestaver. Beis Begam goes to the father. You know why? He has bailus over it. Why? The Ibay Masala Lemenu Mekashchin. He can go and marry off, not that it would be a nice thing to do, but he can go and marry off the Menuvah Shechin. And chances are, the Menuvah Mukashchin, who would be a busher for the point that it'll be a busher for it to be married to Menuvah Shechin, there could be tsar involved in marrying a Menuvah Mukashchin. He can go and marry her to that person, and he would collect the Kesef Kedushin. Kesef Kedushin would go to the father. So since he has the full monetary rights to marry off the Menuvah Mukashchin, who may be willing to pay more money in order to get this daughter, and he would retain the monetary value, he would retain the money, the Kesef Kedushin, it makes sense that if he has rights to marry off, to put her in a matzav of a Beishas Begam, he's entitled to Beishas Begam that she gets. So it's a svara, it's not a clear pasuk, it's a svara, the father's entitled to Beishas Begam. Set them up further. Begam, Reinesa, by Begam, we see her, Kili Shifcha Mekaris, we see her as a Shifcha being sold in the market. And we evaluate how much she was worth, how she worth now. Hey, Cheshaminan says, how do we evaluate her? I'm Rav Shmuel. I'm the common Marzi Litein being Shifcha Besula Shifcha. How much is a person willing to pay for a Shifcha Besula, and how much less for Shifcha Bula? And that's the amount he has to pay. L'shamshay, in order to serve him as a slave woman. Ask him our Shifcha Bula Shamshay Manaf Lamina. What does he care if the Shifcha that's serving him is a Bula Besula? What difference does it make? The question we ask from the Mishnah. Answer the Gemara. Elabein Shifcha Bula Shifcha She'ena Bula Lasila Avdai. Not just to work for him. He has an Eved that he wants to give the Eved this Shifcha Kanani to marry. We don't even have an Eved's mutter to marry a Shifcha Kananis and procreate, have children. They'll make more Avadim for the master. They won't be Mizyachas after the Eved. Ivri, the Mizyachas after the Shifcha, but make more Avadim for the master. So how much is he willing to pay to get for his Eved a Basula over Bula? Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? On the contrary, you don't want a Basula, you want a girl, a Shifcha who's a Bula, faster to have more children, faster to have children. What does he care about his Eved getting a Basula? Gemara says, yes. If he cares about the Eved, he wants a happy Eved, happy worker, it makes life better. The master is happy with his Eved, and he wants to give the Eved more pleasure. He wants the Eved to be happier, so therefore he'd pay more for the Shifcha, who's a Basula over Bula. That difference in price, that's how he shots up the depreciation of value from being a Bula now and having been violated. Okay, this Mishnah and Gemara really is almost entirely a chazara of the Gemara we had earlier in the parak. We discussed what's being outside, what's staying inside. We discussed earlier in the parak, right away, right at the beginning of this parak, when we say there's a din of Elu Nairis that are entitled to Knas. We discussed that the Mishnah's Mashma, that Knas only comes for a Naira, not for Ketana. And we said, whose opinion is that? That's Ramey's opinion. Ramey's opinion is that a father can sell his daughter, calls him on, she's a Ketana, but not when she's a Naira. And Knas is only when she's a Naira, not when she's a Ketana. He owes those two things are mutually exclusive, selling the daughter and being entitled to Knas. And the Chum say, no, it overlaps. A girl, when she's 3 years old, still has Knas. From when she's 3, she has Knas all the way through Nairus, and she could be sold from 3 all the way till Nairus. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah, and in Sui Gemara, it goes rather quickly. I know it's a bit late for those that are davening now, they have to leave, but it will be another 2 more minutes until we get to the bottom of the Amid. Says the Gemara. Whenever there's mecher, whenever the father's allowed to sell his daughter, ain't knas, there's no knas. Whenever there's knas, meaning whenever there's entitlement for knas for violating her, ain't mecher, the father can't sell his daughter, his mama sheets her mayor, and the Mishnah elaborates. Ketana, yeshla mecher, a ketana, father can sell the vein the knas, but there's no knas on a ketana. Nair yeshla knas, nair this knas, vein the mecher, but there is no, he's not allowed to sell his nair daughter. Habagaris, ain't lemecher the knas, once she reaches the stage of 12 and a half, she's a begaris, the father cannot sell her, and there's no more entitlement to knas. I'm reading the Rav. So these words of the Mishnah are Rav Meir Shita. Avchamaymcham argan say yesh l'knas makam mecher. The Chama argan say that there is knas even with this mecher. Meaning you could sell a young girl from 3 years old till nairus, and avada is also knas for such a girl. It's Tanya. You actually can sell the girl. Just to be clear, you can sell her for when she's zero. You can sell from zero, but there's no selling her is for when she's born. But knas is only applicable when she's 3, and the basulim won't come back. Says the Gemara. The Tanya moved to the Baisa. A ketana from birth till she becomes a naira can be sold. Vein the knas, but there's no knas if someone violates her. This is the sheet of her mayor. When she brings 2 hairs and she's already a naira, ashtabugger, till she becomes a begaris, yesh the knas. There is knas if someone violates her. Vein the mecher, but she can't be sold at that stage. Different mayor. These two things never are at the same time. Either there's knas or there's mecher, not both. Ketana from 3 years old and one day until bagras, yesh la knas, she is entitled to, there is knas if one violates her. Now, there is knas meaning argar a mare. Sounds like there's knas, but there's no mecher either because he doesn't spell out the chum don't spill out, yesha knas, even with mecher. The Gemara asks, knas in mecheloi, is there knas, but no mecher when she's 3 to 12, your kid, father can't sell her, avad l'chershi, he can. The Gemara says, you're right, ema, af knas maka mecher. From 3 to 12, the Gemara argument saying, there's both knas and mecher. So from 0 to 3, there's mecher, no knas. From 12 to 12 and a half, according to Chumim, there's knas, no mecher. From 3 till 12, there's both knas and mecher, according to the Chachamim. Amar Rav Chisda. My time to marry with Pshara Meir, Amar Krav Leisi Lisha. Pasuk says, Leisi Lisha, B'mahav Atzmah Kos Medaber. Leisi Lisha, to him she should be for a man, for a wife. So Sia is Mashba, she's able to marry herself. So Dafka, at an age where she can marry herself over, she's a Naira, she's a Bardas, then we say this Knas, under the age of being Mahava Atma, a Ketana, there's no din of Knas. Rabbanon, Amish Lakish, Amakor Naira, the Pasuk Naira, without the hay. It's pronounced Naira because you have a Kamat under the Reish, but Naira without the hay, we darshan a fil Ketana Mashba. Even kind of a missing Naira, even a Ketana, is included in that Naira. That is where, what, version number one, where we have this memory of Naira without the hay. Now we're going to have the Marsha's going to be another version with the same type of Jarsha. Shama Brafapa Prepared Rav Chanam Bebe Kluchis. He heard this Reish Lakish's explanation of he went and said, you learned Reish Lakish's statement in that context on our mayor by the Ketana having a Knas. We learned Reish Lakish's Rasha on the following context. One is Mesi Shemra that she'd have Pesulim. The fellow is going to be Potter. Why? Shenemra, the Pasuk says, Venoslavia Naira. The Pasuk says, Venoslavia Naira. We darshan Naira Malay Dibar Kasev. The Pasuk says, Naira with a hay. It has Naira with a fillet. We darshan Dafka, a full fledged Naira. Is there a din of Maitishemra payments? But if it's not a Naira, there's no din of Maitishemra payments. Masur Vadra Ava, time to go to Naira only because there's Naira with a hay. That's what he's saying. The din of the Maitishemra doesn't apply to a Ketana. Halav Hachi, have a mean of Ketana, but if not for the hay, if it was written without the hay, without for the drusha of hay, I would have thought that a Ketana is included in Maitishemra. Ivachsev, Vim Emas Haya Dover, if it was Taka true, his assertions that she was not a basula. If you find it to be true, then what do you do? If we find the taka true that she strayed, and there was edim, and there was witnesses that she was warned, and she was mizana tachtov, she has nus between erisin and suin, so she's chayev skila, nairasa is chayev skila. Now, that's the pasuk over there. If we're talking about a katana, could a katana get skila? Let's say she taka strayed. She's a Ketana, she's not Chayv Skila. A Ketana is not Pasenshim anyway. So what he's asking is, why do you need the fact that there's a hay in the word Naira to say that the Parsha Mesi Shem applies only to Naira, not a Ketana? Even without that, the Pasuk is talking about giving a punishment, and that certainly applies only to a Naira, not to a Ketana. Ella, rather, Reish Lakish is teaching, Kan Naira over here, it says Naira with the hay, and therefore, and we know this Pasuk is talking Dafka about a Naira, not a Ketana. So, whoever says Naira without a hay, Afil Ketana Mashma, over there, Naira without a hay would include a Ketana, and that gets back to our case over here, Legabe, the Leisi Lish, Legabe, the din of, according to Chamim, the din of Leisi Lisha, even though it sounds like the Dafka Naira, according to Remeir, B'mahav Atzmeh, which she has Das, the Rabbanu Darshan, that Naira over there is without a hay, to come to include Ketana. Since Naira is without a hay over there, it comes to Glukatana, like we see that it says Dafka Naira with the hay by the Parsha Mitzvah Shemra, and that's for sure talking about a Naira. Any rose without a hay is going to be talking even about a Katana. We'll pause over here, pick up for the Mishnah Mitzvah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.